Traffic jams like this are now normal in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare. Motorists expect to get stuck for several reasons. Among them, traffic lights not working. That's because of electricity cuts that can last for hours. Not far from the congestion, these people are making items like tombstones and kitchen tops from granite. Tired of the constant power cuts, they've invested in generators and other alternative sources of energy. If they didn't, they'd go out of business.
Granite, it's actually a strong hard stone. So for us to cut it, we have to use electricity from grinders, polishers and everything. So to us, electricity is actually, you know, the first thing that we actually need in our business.
Zimbabwe's power cuts are blamed on mismanagement, corruption, aging coal plants, and more recently, low water levels at the Kariba South power station.
Zimbabweans are used to power outages, with some areas having no electricity for most of the day. The government plans to import electricity from Mozambique and Zambia, and other countries in Southern Africa are taking similar action.
Lake Kariba is the biggest source of power for both Zimbabwe and neighboring Zambia. But water levels have dropped significantly because of recurring droughts, low rainfall, and an increased use of water to generate power. Zambia has also started rationing power, and it's affecting businesses here in the capital, Lusaka.
I was very disappointed because mainly the products that we sell here, about 80%, they are fresh products. And when they get bad, we are small scale, our business is not yet insured, so we seriously get affected.
Zambia's government says the power cuts will continue until water levels rise in Lake Kariba. In Zimbabwe, leaders have told their people electricity services will get better. All those here can do is wait and hope they're right. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Harare.